NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. After a month and a half logjam, the Senate has unanimously approved a bill that will create a fund to help victims of human trafficking. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, a feud over an abortion funding provision got resolved with a technical change to the language.
6 weeks ago, Democrats discovered a provision tucked into the bill that prevented any of the victims' fund to be used for abortions. Democrats demanded that language be taken out. Republicans refused. The result of a hard-won compromise is that the victims' fund still can't be used to pay for abortions. But Democrats say this wasn't a loss, because technically, the restriction on abortion funding now specifically refers to taxpayer money going into the victims fund. Congress has for years prohibited the use of taxpayer money for abortions, so this bill is no different. But Democrats who had wanted a victims fund free of any abortion restrictions ended up without one. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.
Saudi Arabia plans to continue to use force to stop Houthi rebels in Yemen. The country's ambassador to the U.S. says that will happen even as they scale back military operations, shifting the focus toward diplomacy. Adu al-Jaber claims weeks of airstrikes have weakened the capability of Iranian-backed Houthi rebels.
We destroyed their air force. We destroyed their ballistic missiles. As far as we know, we destroyed their command and control. We destroyed much, if not most, of their heavy equipment, and we made it very difficult for them to move from a strategic perspective.
The White House says it looks forward to the shift from military operations to negotiations. European leaders are preparing to hold an emergency summit Thursday about migration. This past week's drownings in the Mediterranean Sea have drawn attention to the almost daily arrival of boats filled with Arab and African migrants landing on Europe's southern shores. Lauren Freyer reports from Spain.
Some 1,800 people have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea in the past week after their boats capsized, collided, or ran aground. But tens of thousands of people have survived the journey to Europe, including Palestinian Bahaba drowners.
It's so dangerous. Some man put us in that boat and he take everything from us, like money, like clothes.
Like many migrants, Badran paid a smuggler to take him across in an overloaded boat. He'd first crossed five other countries over land, from the Middle East to North Africa, before climbing aboard a boat in Morocco. He landed in Spain, where he's seeking asylum. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Malaga, Spain.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 88 points to close at 18,038, the Nasdaq gaining 21 points to end the day at 50,035, the S&P 500 also higher, gaining 10 points to end the day at 21,07. This is NPR. In Georgia, five people are dead, three others injured after seven vehicles, including two tractor trailers, collided today on Interstate 16 west of Savannah. The cause is still under investigation. That crash had the road closed for hours. Troopers in the area say the weather was clear. New York City is planning to cut its waste by 90% by the year 2030. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports New York's mayor announced the plan while marking Earth Day in the nation's largest city.
The average New Yorker throws out almost 24 pounds of trash every week. It adds up to more than 6 million tons from the city each year. Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's time to cut those numbers down.
The whole system was built on a bankrupt idea that you produce a huge amount of waste and you go send it to a landfill in another state. That is ludicrous.
De Blasio admits reducing the amount of trash sent to landfills will take years, if not decades. Still, the city plans to create a program to reward New Yorkers for recycling and make it easier by collecting paper, metal, and plastic together. There are also plans to expand composting and reducing the number of plastic bags. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The 2011 conviction of former San Francisco Giants baseball slugger Barry Bonds on charges of obstruction has been reversed. This in connection with the government's investigation of steroid use. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling Bonds' rambling answer on whether his trainer had ever given him a syringe to inject himself was not material to the government's investigation into steroid distribution. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.